When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, a couple of recruiting notes in college football. One that just came through. Trent Bray did the beaver with a lock emoji, which is his signal that the Oregon State Beavers have acquired another target, which is good to hear. On the Ducks front, this is an interesting one. Bear Alexander has tweeted out a quad box of photos. One with himself, one with Dan Lanning, one with Coach Tuioti, and one with Tyler Dean, recruiting coordinator. And he has duck emoji, home emoji, double eyeball emojis. Usually that means, you know, found his home.
Because he's got four eyes, so he wears glasses.
He was there yesterday.
Yeah, that would be his eighth school in 8 years?
Yes.
Yeah, because remember, he went to four different high schools, went to Georgia, mm-hmm. transferred to USC, redshirted this year mm-hmm. at USC, and is now in the transfer portal. He has been making his visits. He's mm-hmm. been making the rounds.
He had a couple weird ones, I want to say, on his list.
At Penn State. SMU.
That's what it was. I was like, that's a weird one.
Now they're in the college football playoff, and guess what they have?
Yeah, money.
Ton of money.
Yeah, and Bears' talent is truly great.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason. He was a five-star monster. He's a massive human with unbelievable feet and hands. But he's a headache.
He is. And, you know, Dan Lanning is taking guys on that have been headaches at other places. And, you know, it has been, for the most part, worry-free, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Evan Stewart came in, and everybody at Texas A&M was like, Evan Stewart is going to be a problem. Good luck with that guy. If he's not getting enough touches, he's going to turn into an issue. And one of the first things that Evan Stewart said in his first media availability this fall was, the structure has helped me. The fact that the culture that they built here has helped me. Trayshawn Holden was a guy that a lot of folks said, Alabama said, good luck with that one. He had a big slip up against Ohio State, but the dude has showed remorse. And outside of that, like, he has had no issues in that locker room or on the field outside of that. And that was a big one with the Ohio State game, and he was suspended for it, you know. But he has been good soldier ever since.
If you're going to bet on something, bet on talent.
Bet on that talent. Look, bet on your culture, too. Yeah. That's what great programs do is they don't get scared
don't
off by
Don't shy away from it. Look.
This is a big one, though, because he gets disgruntled, and he is the first to pack up and leave.
The second he doesn't like something, he's out.
Yeah. So the talent, though.
He's a fine, through the roof. This isn't like a made-up five-star.
Yep.
He's a massive human who has unbelievable feet and hands. Like, he's a preternaturally gifted football player.
Yep.
There's nothing about him as a football player that you're not like, yeah, that's an NFL. Like, he's a first-round talent.
Yep.
It's everything between the ears. If they can fix him, if they can help him get his stuff on track, look, I want the kid to do well.
Yeah.
And if Oregon's that place for him, I was like, oh, you know, USC. Like, no. Like, look, man, go be good somewhere.
Yeah, this will be really interesting to see if, in fact, Oregon is the place about Bear Alexander does make his next school.
Because he did the exact same emojis at Penn State. He posted four pictures with we are and two eyeballs and the Penn State.
Yeah.
He's doing this everywhere.
Okay.
So,
I think that the home emoji is interesting.
Sure. Look, I mean, would it surprise the second Bear Alexander hit the portal? the first team that I heard was Oregon.
Yeah.
So it's this isn't surprising.
Yeah, no doubt. The three schools that he's looking at, though, are Penn State, which he went and took a trip to earlier this week, Oregon, and then SMU, which I'm assuming he'll go to after they play at Penn State tomorrow. So we'll see. Gruden never stops, baby.
You probably go to that game, right?
He goes to that one?
Yeah, you probably go to that game, right?
I don't know.
Watch play.
Well, there's plenty of tickets, apparently. You see that they're having problems selling the tickets? They're saying that there could only be 70,000 people at the Penn State game.
At Beaver Stadium?
At Beaver Stadium. Yeah, tickets are the cheapest of any college football playoff game, which get in the door price is about $60. This is This is as of the other day. No, they rolled back the amount of student allotment as part of the CFP, apparently. That's what I've just been reading.
It's a home game, man.
Get in the door for Indiana Notre Dame, obviously, is the highest because it's the Indiana State Championship.
Yeah.
$390. Tennessee, Ohio State, where apparently Tennessee fans are claiming that they bought up 30,000 tickets at Ohio Stadium, $129.
That's
the cheap tickets.
That's a good price to get in.
Clemson at Texas, you can get in the door for $108. SMU, Penn State, $60.
Wow, that's incredible.
Well, so it's going to be snowy there, right? And Penn State's going for the whiteout.
Yeah.
And the stands. And I think they're also going, I saw the white helmet with the blue numerals on them too in a photo.
Oh. Do you see what Ohio State's wearing?
No.
They're not wearing that silver monstrosity, are they?
No. They're wearing red pants. So red pants, red jersey with their normal helmets.
The red out? That's a lot of red.
They're going color rush?
Yeah. Here's the thing. You're Ohio State. Like, when they played against Oregon, they wore all white.
That was weird. I didn't like
it. Wear your silver pants. Yeah. Like, they should never wear anything but silver pants.
They should never be blocked out.
Them in, like, Georgia, always wear silver pants. Alabama, always wear white pants.
Yeah.
No matter what.
That's weird.
Yeah. I didn't
like the Oregon Ohio State game because neither of them went with traditional, and I thought it was awkward.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's just
I know Oregon changes all the time.
They
wear
black in the big games.
But, I mean, like, in that game,
yeah.
You're getting what should be the first of many traditional Big Ten matchups.
Yeah.
Go traditional.
Yeah, see, those big games like that, ooh, I want to see the old school
spin zone.
Green and yellow.
Spin zone, though, what is traditional for Oregon? Because they've worn three different shades of green. Black,
I'm talking
silver.
About, yeah. Like, yeah. Back to the 90s, school green and yellow.
You want the Kelly green? Yeah.
With like, the yellow. UO on the helmet.
Anytime you're playing in those big games,
I disagree.
Wear the Kelly green. You can mix it with the black, you can mix it with the white, but make sure the Kelly green isn't part of it. Or what's the actual yellow that they use?
I don't know.
It's you know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah. Yellow.
There was a while they called it lightning yellow, right?
But that's a different one. That's the super bright highlighter, not that one. Just the regular yellow.
Yeah.
Have one of those colors be the dominant color.
Yeah. Well,
in those big matchups. Like, if you're going to have those games, it's like when USC Notre Dame plays and when Georgia Alabama plays. Like, I don't, when you get those matchups, let's keep like some thread of.
What's interesting with Oregon is that the uniform committee players, they're the ones that pick the uniforms for them for each game.
Yeah.
Like, they go out and they're the ones that do it. So it's like, with a school like Oregan, it's like, well, whatever the players want to wear, I don't care.
Well, right? It's like you always say, look good, feel good, play good.
Yeah, and that's
up to them.
The players choosing. But there's just a certain handful of programs that I think you just go, tradition is what you are rooted in. Ohio State is one of those. Like, we can't outthink the room here. Go all red? Come on.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, what are you, Texas Tech?
Right. Right. Hopefully you don't play like them.
I mean, kind of hope they do.
Yeah.